goalkeeper step off. We obviously didn't play as well as we wanted to. Give them credit. They played well, came out hard in their building. So we'll be ready for game four.
How much different did the officiating feel to you, the standard?
Yeah, it was a little different, but yeah. It was the same for both teams.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to recognize what's going on in the first period, in the first couple minutes, and see how they're calling it and adjust your game accordingly.
You guys seem to thrive off that aggression in the first couple. Does a tighter standard maybe cause you to back off a little?
No. You can still play hard. You just play smart. Be smarter with your stick. I mean, you know, for myself, two cross-checking penalties, you have to be a little more careful with your stick, and that's fine. We can adjust to the way the game's being called. You know, it was a little looser the first two games, a little tighter to the rules in game three. That's fine. We can play that way too.
With a 2-1 series now, how much onus is there on game four?
Yeah, every game is important in a 7-game series. Taking one out of their building is obviously important. So, I mean, it doesn't change much. It's cliche, but you take it one game at a time, and that's what we'll do tomorrow. We'll treat it like every other game.
How concerned are you for Tyler Myers?
Yeah, I mean, he's been my partner for the last while. He's been playing so well for us. He's an important, you know, huge part of this team. So we'll see how he's doing, and hopefully he's continue to be a good player for us.
Would you see that replay again?
I haven't seen it. I know Foligno was coming out to block a shot or get in the lane and slid into him. I don't know if there was intent there or what happened, but you know, hopefully Tyler'll be all right.
Didn't look intentional enough for you guys to be screaming bloody murder about it.
I didn't see it originally on the ice. He kind of let the puck go, and I guess Foligno slid into him. You know, only there's not much you can do about it now.
What kind of player is Marcus in general?
He's a physical player. I've never known him to be dirty. He plays the game hard, plays the game pretty honest. So we'll keep moving forward. We're not worried about any of that. We'll keep playing our game, keep playing hard, and, you know, things like that will happen.
Running after guys is pointless, right?
Sorry?
Or running after guys to try to do something is pointless in the playoffs.
No, yeah. There's bigger battles to fight than chasing one guy around.
Your goalie, what kind of guy is he, and how is he, you know, they got six on him, they pulled him. I'm not saying they're all his fault by any means,
yep.
But nonetheless, six went past. How does he deal with that, do you think?
He's, you know what, Bucky's one of the strongest goalies mentally that I've ever played with. I mean, not much bothers him. He's a pretty pretty laid-back guy. Like you said, six go by him. I don't think today he's thinking about it too much. He'll be ready for game four, and he'll be the same goalie that we've seen all year.
Does that set a, you know, they always say goalies are different cats, right?
Yep.
But then we see these goalies that are pretty calm, pretty normal people, frankly, these days. There's not many weirdos left. Does it set?
Oh, really?
It seems like it.
It's news to me.
Does it set some kind of tone? Like, does the team follow the goalie's emotional level a little bit?
I don't think so. I think goalies are kind of in their own bubble. They have their own routines and their own ways of doing things, and it's not something I'm too interested in figuring out. But Connor's been great for us all year. There's not much more he can do for us. We let him do his thing, and we know he'll be ready.
How would you describe Tucker Pullman's game if he ends up?
Yeah, he's been great. He's big guy, skates well, moves the puck well, and he's a strong kid. So I mean, he's been good for us all year, and I know he's played well with the Moose and with us. So should be confident coming in here.